Activated, Gaining the Extraordinary from the Ordinary, features articles from the Activated magazine created by the Family International. Visit us at activated.org.
An Inside Job by Paul and Joy, Australia. We met Robert about 2 years ago. He was out of jail on bond at the time, awaiting trial on drug charges. We saw him a number of times in the months that followed, and always tried to get him to turn to the Lord for help. He listened to all we had to say and seemed to enjoy our company, but we never seemed to be able to get through to him in a big way. Robert was later convicted of the drug charges and sentenced to 2 years in jail. Due to restrictions on the number of visitors Robert could receive, we lost contact with him until just recently. When we finally got into the jail to see him, we were in for a big surprise. "You guys are so right," Robert exclaimed. "What everybody needs is love. I've found while in here that even the toughest guys just really need love. Someone to talk to, someone to care." He went on to explain that there is a lot of racial tension in the maximum security section of the jail, where he was first placed, and that each of the different ethnic groups, Chinese, Black, Islander, Maori, Asian, Lebanese, sticks together. So Robert started eating one day with one group, walking in the courtyard the next day with another group, and so on, all the while witnessing to them about the Lord. One fellow, Tom, was especially feared by the other inmates. He had been in jail for 18 years, much of it in solitary confinement, because it seemed each time he was put back in with other inmates, he would get in a fight and someone else would get hurt. Robert started playing chess with Tom, and one day he asked Tom if he was afraid of anything. "No, nothing at all," Tom answered. A few days later, Tom found Robert and asked if they could talk. "There is one thing I'm afraid of," he confided. "God." Robert seized the opportunity to tell Tom about God's love and forgiveness. "Even if someone repents of a lifetime of wrongdoing with their dying breath, Jesus is so loving that he forgives and takes that sinner to heaven." The two talked some more about God and Jesus, and then Robert asked, "Don't you think it would be better to ask for God's forgiveness and try to live a good life now, instead of waiting till the last minute?" Tom took the challenge, received Jesus, and has since become a new man. When Robert was moved from the maximum security section of the jail, the warden was sad to see him go because Robert had had such a good effect on the other inmates. Robert told us that maximum security had often been tense and frightening, but he had felt more needed there than in the minimum security section where he is now. The Lord is continuing to use him there, though. He now holds nightly prayer meetings in his cell and keeps pointing others to Jesus.